worked as a volunteer for 20 years, and this is the reward I've got, really, from people who should have recognized the excellent work that me and my colleagues did in transforming these failing schools, which had actually failed for decades, and we transformed them into excellent schools. I am, quite appalled, really, at the abuse of authority that there has been in these fabricated, trumped-up allegations, which have never been corroborated, never have been verified, and they're essentially based on hearsay, have been taken to be true, and based on those, of course, and the reports by Mr. Clark and Kershaw and so on, which I've always contested, really, that the allegations made in these reports are completely false. We actually did not contravene the law. I was a school inspector myself. I inspected against the very framework against which the school work was run, so I knew the framework very well. All the activities that the school did in relation to accommodating the needs of children from these communities, predominantly Muslim community, were done within the parameters of the law. And the accommodation that we made with respect to religious needs, of course, they were voluntary. They were never mandatory. They were never required. So we were simply responding to the aspirations of the communities that we were serving. In a democratic society, the parental aspiration was important. So I reject the basis upon which, this particular decision is based, and it's simply an abuse of authority, which needs to be challenged, and I will be challenging that further, through the legal process.
Ofsted, when it reported on a number of schools with which you were involved, said, for example, I'm just quoting now from the Ofsted's report, Parkview School, the Academy's work to raise students' awareness of the risks of extremism is inadequate. At Golden Hillock School, it said the equalities policy is not fit for purpose. So there were a lot of allegations that Ofsted took seriously and took to heart. I don't want to rehearse those allegations again, because we've spoken previously about them. But you make a point about the success of the school at an academic level when you were the chair of governors at the Parkview Academy, and their relative lack of success since you went.
That's right. The results since we left, of course, within 15 months, the results have gone from 76% to 65%. And this year, they're 54%, and next year the results will be in the 40s. So the Ofsted intervention, the Department for Education intervention, has completely wrecked these schools. And it's going to be decades before, there's any chance of these schools now improving. And I'm not talking about the reputational damage done to these children and the future prospects that have been affected by their name being tarnished falsely against allegations of extremism and radicalization and, all that hype that there was. And the multi-party parliamentary education committee, ruled very clearly based on analyzing all the reports that were present, including Clark's report, that, there was no evidence of radicalization in these schools, there was no evidence of extremism in these schools, and that there was no sustained plot upon which this entire fictional narrative is based, and this legislation has been passed, and people have been banned, of which I'm the first, and I'm sure that there will be many others who are being pursued in a similar manner, really, which is a total abuse of authority.
If these allegations of promoting extremism, of religious and gender segregation are completely untrue, even though Ofsted did find in some of the schools evidence for it, why do you think the Department for Education then has chosen to ban you from having any involvement with schools? Why have they done it?
Well, because the entire episode was politically motivated, but based on an anonymous letter which was unsigned, undated, which normally would have been just thrown into the bin because it wouldn't have any validity. But that letter was given credence by the then Secretary of State, Michael Gove, and he politically, ordered all these investigations. And rather than appoint an investigator who was an education expert to look into any improprieties there might be, and, the government job is actually to monitor these things, and I have no problem with people investigating. But when you select, basically, anti-terror policemen to investigate a school, well, you got some very clear intentions. And I think that that colored the entire inspection arrangements within the school, and many of these inspections were directly politically ordered, if you like. So they could not possibly have been fair and just. And as far as the segregation is concerned, you know, I've always argued from the outset there was no segregation in the school, you know, with the exception of in the PE areas, which is true for any other school. As far as safeguarding is concerned, our children were extremely safe with us, you know, and that's part of their success. But we were working with Prevent at the time. We had Prevent officers working at the time with us in the school.